The scriptures treat the occult as appropriately forbidden, because there are a number of scriptures that connect first the occult practices of magic and divination and spiritism, which are some of the three main categories of occult practice. And we find in scriptures such as Deuteronomy 8, 9 through 13, God simply has a list. If you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the detestable things of the Lord. And he gives, you know, practice after practice of practice. One who practices magic or omens or a sorcerer, one who calls up the dead or a medium. All of those things, they say, it's forbidden by God and it's detestable by God. Deuteronomy 32, and Paul quotes this in his Corinthian literature, he says, with respect to idolatry, what the Gentiles sacrifice to, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. There are a number of passages that connect these magical religions, these polytheistic, magical, idolatrous religions, with engaging with the demonic world. And God forbids us to engage in those things. So he forbids those practices. In fact, sadly, even in the New Testament, we're told in Galatians that mediumship or witchcraft is one of the deeds of the flesh, as opposed to the fruits of the Spirit. So throughout the scriptures, we're forbidden from entering the world of the occult because, for example, how are we supposed to be empowered to live our life? It's through knowledge of God and empowered by the Holy Spirit, not some secret demonic power. Where are we supposed to receive our knowledge? Well, not from mediumship, not from divination. It's supposed to be from God and his word. So the only spirit we're supposed to have anything to do with is the Holy Spirit. So there's a clear distinction between the people who are trying to reverse the effects of the fall without God in a rebellious way. They are trying to find the knowledge and power to fix the problems in their life. But God says in 1 Samuel 15, rebellion is of the sin of witchcraft. And the reason is because the magical practitioner, by and large, is trying to find secret knowledge or power, or trying to contact spirits so that they can have their own will be accomplished in the world. Not to seek the will of their maker or their creator, but for them it's my kingdom come and my will be done, not seeking the will of the one who sent us.